For CJMQ, and we're talking with Jim Robinson today. Great country artist here coming to the Piggery on the 31st, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good, good. So it's really nice to talk to you. The concert's coming up on Saturday, and it's at the Piggery. That's located in North Hatley. It's only $15 for the show, and if you'd like to have the dinner too, it's $15 for the dinner. Okay, now, Jim, you've just come out with your fourth album.
Mm-hmm.
And you had three before, so this is very exciting. The one that you've come out with is the Country Blues Collection, and you're going to be actually doing the launch at the Piggery, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good. Let's talk a little bit about how you got started in music.
Well, I could, this goes back to when I was playing with Sid Prescott. We started together,
mm-hmm.
and used to play schools And I think my first paying job was actually with Russell Nutbrown and Wayne Nutbrown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we played out at Ways Mills, as I remember. And,
mm-hmm.
and it was sort of that kind of dance halls that I, Nick Dean's Barn, that mm-hmm. kind of place that I started.
Okay. So that was, you grew up in the townships then in the Lenoxville area, I was reading?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and now you're based out of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, but you're still a well-known name here in the townships.
We've played a lot down in the townships. I was part of a couple of different bands, J.W. Fish and the Robinson Fowler Band.
Mm-hmm.
So we played during the 70s and 80s
mm-hmm.
at the Ripple Cove and Harris Cliffs and Galt. We did a lot of grad dances.
Mm-hmm.
And used to play the Manmar Waterville
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Rock Island out there. So we enjoyed it a lot. We played a lot out there, man. We always had a great time playing in those places.
Okay, great. And this is your fourth album,
mm-hmm.
the Country Blues Collection. And now you've come out with three albums before. Are they all a little bit different from each other?
You're right. Yes. this one is kind of a return, I think, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is a bit of a mix.
Mm-hmm.
And the next two are more probably urban. Second one, introspective in a
mm-hmm.
way. Third one, a little more outgoing. Maybe I had a sense that it was kind of an upbeat, kind of lively album.
Okay.
This one is a little more kind of a return to the roots of it all for me.
Mm-hmm.
The country and the blues elements that kind of I grew up playing. And so it's. Things that just seemed to be where things were going.
Okay, good. And do you write all your own songs, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Okay, interesting. What's your inspiration?
Well, I find it everywhere. It's
mm-hmm.
you know, it could be a relationship that something, a feeling that I have about an encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Could be something somebody says.
Mm-hmm.
Could be another song.
Okay.
I kind of draw from.
Okay.
I'm a bit. I've been a songwriter for a long time, so it's something that I'm kind of. I never know where it's going to come from.
Okay, interesting. Right now we're playing track number two, Mama Mama. We're also playing Doing Time, track number five. Black Dog. That's track number eight, and the one I like the most is track number six, Bulwer Brook. That's a really nice song too.
Uh huh. That song is a. It's interesting you choose that. It's kind of a song that doesn't really fall in the country blues
mm-hmm.
Genre, I guess, mm-hmm. if I can put it that way, as clearly as the others, but it really wanted to be on this album.
Okay.
So we kind of thought, well, it falls right in the middle, and
mm-hmm.
It seems to belong there.
Okay, interesting. And anybody in the townships can relate to that because there is an area here called Bulwer, so Bulwer Brook, right? Any song that you're particularly attracted to, or does each one have a special meaning for you, Jim?
I think both. I do like Bulwer Brook, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a... I don't know, it's quiet,
mm-hmm.
but it has a lot of... We enjoyed producing it. It had a lot of... sound to
mm-hmm.
that song, so it was it's the one I think Jason really, it really caught him. He wanted to use his production skills and his musicianship, so it's kind of it's in that song that really comes out. I like Mama Mama
mm-hmm.
it's because it has kind of a country blues spin
right.
to it. It took
yeah.
me forever
mm-hmm.
to write that song.
I
had the idea very quickly. I did the idea of Mama Mama, but the story I probably been working on that song 4 or 5 years. It took me forever. I have many versions of it, but until I finally discovered it, oh, I need a story here. So that was that process. And
okay.
So I kind of like that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let's see. You are going to be working with Jason Lang. He does work with you. So that's interesting, too. You mentioned Jason. He's actually the son of Penny Lang, and most people know her as a very popular Canadian folk musician here. I think she's based out of B.C. right now. So tell us about working with Jason Lang. He's worked with a lot of other popular artists, too. Rock Voisin, Isabelle Boulay, and Amanda Marshall.
Yeah, we met through a mutual friend of ours, Kenneth Pearson, who thought we would probably be able to hit it off, and he was right. That was about 6 years ago, and we met, and we recorded Stanley Bell. Sort of said, oh, let's try this one song. And then we thought we'd do two or three others, and I think we've recorded about 50 at this point. So it's kind of been a collaboration that's been a very fruitful one. And he's wonderful to work with. I really can't say enough about his what he brings to the whole project. I'm lucky. I haven't played live very much with him. This is actually only the second time, so it's great to have him along with me on this project. He'll have because he knows the material.
Okay, that's great. And Jason will be playing with you actually at the Piggery at your CD launch.
Yeah.
Okay, that's exciting. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have a website, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jimrobinson.ca.
Okay, that's easy to remember,
yeah.
jimrobinson.ca. And anybody can go there and get some information on your CDs, too, and your bio, and actually get in contact with you, too, if they want to say something about your music. Now, you're going to be launching this CD at the Piggery, and again, that's this Saturday, I believe, May 31st?
Yes, it is.
And it starts at 8 p.m. The show's at 8 p.m. If you want to go for dinner, that's at 6 p.m. It's $15 for the show and $15 for the dinner, so it's $30 for the evening. That's great. You're going to have, I suppose, the other CDs for sale too, if somebody wants to get the whole collection?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good.
We'll be doing a second set of songs from the other three CDs.
Okay, so the first set will be from this Country Blues collection, then the first CD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any indication what songs you'll be playing? Or?
Oh, in the second set?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do Street to Nowhere.
Okay.
And Time Goes By, which... and All the Way Home, and Stanley Bell. I think and we got one. I think, I'm trying to think now. I did Townline Road. I think got a couple of surprises in there. There's always songs I haven't yet recorded, but there's songs that I in my concerts find that people enjoy listening to. So
good. Have you played the Piggery before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's going to be great there. It's a great atmosphere, and the acoustics are really great, too, out in North Hatley, the Piggery Theater, and it's on Samard Road, I believe. Okay. Anything else you want to say about your music or the show coming up, Jim?
Just that I'm really looking forward to going back and playing in the area. I've played 3 or 4 years ago after the first album, we played at the... Church Street Cafe.
Okay. Yeah.
And but that, apart from that, this will be like a homecoming for me, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to seeing the show, too. So Jim Robinson releasing his fourth CD, and that's just going to be great. It's called The Country Blues Collection, and that's going to be at the Piggery May 31st, this Saturday, and the show is at 8 p.m., and the Piggery number is 819-842-2431, 819-842-2431, if you want to give them a call and reserve your tickets. Okay, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay, best of luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a brook that runs through my hometown, in the valley where the blacktop is. As a boy I go fishing every chance I get, and reel the rainbows in Bulwer Brook, Bulwer Brook. As a boy I go fishing every chance I get, and reel the rainbows in Bulwer Brook. There's an outdoor rink in my hometown, in the valley where the blacktop ends. As a boy, I play hockey every chance I get. And God, how I love to win. Bulwer. As a boy, I play hockey every chance I get. And God, how I love to win. Bulwer Brook. A dream I have of my hometown, in the valley where the blacktop ends. I jump in the water and swim upstream to the spring where the brook begins. Bulwer Brook. Bulwer Brook. I jump in the water and swim upstream to the spring where the brook begins. Bulwer Brook. There's a sea that lies at the end of the brook, in the valley where the blacktop is. I float on my back and stare up at the stars, taking everything.
That was Bulwer Brook. It's by the Canadian artist Jim Robinson off his latest CD called The Country Blues Collection. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.